Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
If you want more money, more time, and more success, you're going to love this video. My name is Craig Ballantyne. I'm the host of Early to Rise Radio, and I have helped over 250 people become millionaires. I have saved dozens of marriages with the advice that you're going to get today, and have helped people take a vacation of a lifetime every single year. That's how successful they've become, that they take these amazing vacations every summer, every winter, and they do it every single year. Most people go, wow, that's a vacation of a lifetime. But it's really just their annual vacation. So let's jump into it. We're going to talk about the seven principles that are going to help you have the ultimate guide to success in life. And the first one is you must master your schedule. If you want to accomplish great things, you need to be able to be as productive as possible. If you're the type of person who's reactive and kind of bouncing around from one thing to another and you're never finishing, you're never following through, well, you're never going to have a great life. You got to be a proactive person who has mastered their schedule, who has ruthlessly time blocked things, who knows when they have their magic time, the time of day when they're three times more creative, productive, and energetic. And they give their hardest problems that time of day so that they make more progress. Now, I'm going to tell you something super boring here, and you're going to want to fight me on this, but I'll tell you the secret to success in life is getting to bed on time. Most people think it's this morning routine, this hardcore morning routine. I get up, I cold plunge, I do this, that, blah, blah, blah. That's actually a bad use of your time. Most people can't even master their mornings and therefore master their schedule because they get to bed too late. They watch too much Netflix, they drink too much alcohol, they're on their phones too late, they sleep poorly, and then they hit snooze button in the morning and they're already behind. You're never gonna be successful until you master your schedule, starting with your bedtime. So use what I call the reverse alarm. An hour before bed, the alarm goes off on your phone, you shut down your electronics, no more laptop, no more social media, no more Netflix. That allows you to get to bed on time. You sleep better because you're not stimulated by your phone. You're not arguing with somebody on the internet, and you get up on time, and then you can dominate your mornings. The next thing people need to do to be successful is not add more stuff, but subtract things. You need to nullify the negatives in your life. Here's an analogy. Imagine you and I are lining up at the Boston Marathon, and everything else being equal, 3-hour marathoners. We're going to run this marathon in 3 hours. And somebody comes over and says, hey, to you, we've got the world's best shoes. They're going to cut like 30 seconds off your marathon. And you're like, okay, cool, I'll wear them. And then I'm like, hey, where's my gift? And they come over to me and they say, hey, here's a backpack with 50 pounds of sand in it. I'm going to run that marathon in like 3 days, not 3 hours. So you see, a negative has a bigger impact on life than adding more positives. Adding like a green juice and a cold plunge, they're nice, but they're not the things that are going to drive massive success. You getting rid of a bottle of wine at night, you getting rid of binge watching Netflix, you getting rid of friends who hold you down, well, so-called friends who hold you down, criticize you, talk behind your back, add drama to your life. You get rid of that, your life will move forward so much faster. Getting rid of the ball and chain is what you need to do. So nullify the negatives, toss the toxic temptations, and destroy distractions. And you will find yourself so much more successful than even if you read another book. Trust me. The third thing that you need to do is, on that message, is build what I call phone-free, frictionless flow. Phone-free, frictionless flow. Think about something you're trying to do right now, a project that you're working on. What's stopping you from doing it, getting it done, being productive, being focused? It's your phone. You're getting notifications. You're tempted by it. You're on there scrolling. You're on social media. You go to research one thing, and the next thing you know, you're on YouTube for 15 minutes. You got to get this thing out of your life when you want to focus. So what you need to do is either use an app. There's something called the Opal app for an iPhone, or I think it's called OneSec for Android, and that blocks you from accessing apps, text messages, and the internet on your phone. So you can use that. I don't like that idea because I'm sure there's a way I could get around it. What I like to do is put my phone in another room. The more that I forget where my phone is, I know like I've had a great productive day when I'm like, I don't know where my phone is because I put it away and I've been able to focus. So you build that phone-free, frictionless flow so that you can focus on what matters. And if you do that, 90 minutes of focused work is 3 times better than 5 hours of distracted work. So make sure that you do that. The next thing you need to do is use what I call the 3C formula for success in life. And this comes from my first book, Perfect Day Formula, where I talk about control what you can, cope with what you can't control, and concentrate on what counts. And this, first of all, it applies to your day. You control the morning more than anything else. You control what time you get up. You control what you do first thing. You control what you work on. You control what you eat first thing in the morning. You control when you exercise. All the positive habits, mostly they start in the morning. So if you knock down a positive domino, it's easier for you to knock down a lot more positive dominoes. But if you wake up in the morning and you hit snooze, that's a negative domino, which means you're going to be frustrated and late. So you're probably going to eat crappy and rush through breakfast, which is another negative domino. And you're going to skip your workout and skip your work block. And those are two more negative dominoes and you've ruined your day. So you got to control that morning as much as possible. Then you cope with what you can control. There's always going to be emergencies in life. But if you have the right attitude and unstoppable mindset, and you have lots of plans for like, okay, if this thing goes wrong at work, here's how I'm going to get back on track. If the kids get sick at school, here's how I'm going to deal with them and get back on track. You need to be able to cope with the chaos that life is going to bring you. You always need to be proactive in your preparation. And then finally, concentrate on what counts. If you want to be successful in life, you need to know what really matters to you. It could be your family, could be your health, could be your friends, your personal hobbies, could be writing books. Whatever really matters to you, you need to concentrate on building your life so that that gets the time and attention it needs. So in my life, I control my mornings. I get up very early. I focus on my number one task. I'm more productive by 9 a.m. than most people are by 5 p.m. And then I'm able to spend 6 hours a day with my family, which is what I concentrate on in life. And I have all these plans in place for dealing with emergencies. And I don't get too upset if something happens. So that's the way to approach life if you want to be successful. The next thing you need to do is make sure that you have your values and your vision. I have this saying, your values and vision drive every decision. Your values and your vision drive every decision. A person who knows their values, what really matters to them, and a person who has a vision for their life has a straight line to success and a North Star guiding all of their decisions. A person who doesn't do that, who doesn't even think about that, who's very reactive, who is focusing on today and right now instead of looking where they want to get to in the future, they're always going to be making these like seat of the pants decisions. Last minute decisions. They're going to be reactive. And one day they're going to be doing this. And another day they're going to be doing this. Never focused and never getting ahead. And that really breaks my heart because so many people work so hard, but they change their direction so much and they never get traction. But if you take the time to step back, which is what most people won't do. Most people won't step back, do the hardest work of all, which is thinking about what matters and building a plan for their life. Most people won't do that. And so they are all over the place. But the person who does that, who steps back and thinks about their future, I want to be living here. I want my family to be like this. I want to, I did this a long time ago. I want to meet a woman who's like this. I want to have kids. I want to be living in this area. I want to have this type of business. Great. It's obvious what I need to do. And it was much easier for me to build a plan. It's very much like it was very easy for me to build a treasure map to meet my treasure, to go and find it. But if somebody doesn't know what they're looking for, they're going to wander around and they're never going to be successful. So sit back, think about your values, what matters most to your health, your wealth, your family, and your personal self. And then build a vision, write a movie script for your future. Where are you going to be living in 3 years from now? What's your family going to be like? Is your business going to look like? What is your career going to look like? What skills are you going to develop? What do you want to achieve in your business and in your career? What income? All these things. And when you tell me that, I can help you get there. But if you're like, I don't know, I just want to be successful, how is anybody going to be able to help you if that's your plan? So make sure that you have your values and vision to drive every daily decision and will make success come so much faster. The next thing is something that most people don't believe. They want to fight me on this one, but it's a truth that I have found over the years. Even though I'm an introverted type of person, I've grown a large network because I truly believe this. Everything in life is easier when you know more good people. When I wanted to meet my wife, I asked people for introductions, and that's how I met my wife. When I wanted to make money, I asked mentors and I asked people who were in the industry that I was in for assistance, for help, for guidance, and I was able to go and make money. When I wanted to write a book, I went to a very famous author and asked him, what should I do? I'm stuck. And he showed me exactly what to do to get my book published. When I wanted to invest in real estate, I went to a real estate investor that I knew through all my network. Everything in life is going to be easier when you know good people. And even if you're an introvert like me, a person with very introverted tendencies, who just likes to be alone and not go out there and schmooze, you can build a great network. I built most of my network online, messaging people on Instagram, emailing people, having people on my podcast, featuring them in my newsletters, sending them out my books, growing my network. I didn't have to go to parties. I mean, I did go to a lot of events, and that's a great way to meet people, even as an introvert, but I didn't have to. I don't have to go to dinners. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. But I know a lot of people. I add value into a lot of people. And when I do need help, I have a lot of people who are willing to give me help. And it has made my life so much easier. And the final principle for success, especially if you have a family, well, only if you have a family, but I think that you're not successful if you don't have a family, because everything is about having a family. And so for our family, we make sure we have a family walk, we have family meals, we have family learning, we learn Spanish together, we learn sports together, we do all types of things together, and make sure you have lots of family tickles. So those are the things, the seven principles of success for me, making sure that you master your schedule, that you nullify the negatives, that you have the phone-free, frictionless flow time in the day so that you're maximum in your productivity, so you're not working all the time and you have time for your family. Also, the 3C formula, control what you can, cope with what you can't control, concentrate on what counts. Have your values and vision that drive every decision. Know more good people so that everything in life is easier. And then make sure that you concentrate on what counts and spend time with your family and all those great things. So that's how I define success, and that's the success plan for you. If you don't want to have a family, just use the first six things and you'll dominate in business and in life and live the life of your dreams.